everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boy, what do we think is going to happen in Ghostbusters : Frozen Empire?
Which one of us?
Jackson, I see you Dusha as more of a man.
Well, it started as us making fun of Zam, it became making fun of me.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
It's just because of your little baseball cap, but then I look over and Dusha's wearing a baseball cap, but I don't know, he just pulls it off more. You look like you're ready for Little Leagues.
He looks like
he's, you know, trying to blend in.
Yeah, I'm undercover. You're at the fucking playground.
Damn. Ow, I just bumped my knee.
Hurting yourself's little boy energy.
Okay, so the Ghostbusters are back, baby, in a sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife.
A movie that we just...
About time I got sucked off by a horse. Remember that?
So in many ways, this is a sequel episode to an episode of this podcast.
That time I got sucked off by a snowman, maybe Rick Moranis will say.
This is also famously a sequel to a movie that was, like, a type of movie that was very big for a little bit, which is kids went into a basement and found the thing.
Yeah.
And then that thing was... The 80s.
So did they find the 80s in Afterlife? I will be honest, boys, I have not seen
Afterlife. I avoided seeing it for a long time because I don't really like Ghostbusters movies. I think the first one's good.
Yeah.
I remember the snowman marshmallow lad from when I was a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Watching that on the cold.
He's just mallow.
Yeah.
Well, he would be room temperature, I suppose. New York is chilly, that's true.
Recently watched all the Ghostbusters movies, and let me tell you, here's my definitive ranking.
Okay.
The first one.
Right.
Ghostbusters, the one that's also just called Ghostbusters. That's number two.
Ghostbusters 2016.
But it's a big step down from the first one.
Yeah.
And then you got Ghostbusters 2, which is a little bit worse than Ghostbusters 2016.
Okay.
And then there is The Grand Canyon, and then Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is a deeply embarrassing movie.
Yeah, this movie looks to be equally embarrassing. Every time I see the fucking movie,
we're praying at the fucking altar of the Ghostbusters, the most important thing that's ever happened to humankind.
Bill Murray is there. Egon?
No, Egon's not.
I know, but he was.
He was.
He was a ghost. They brought him back as a ghost.
Do you think that the Jurassic World is what started the trend of having a guy in your movie who's a fan of the movie? Because you remember in Jurassic World, there's a guy, he's got the Jurassic Park t-shirt, and he's like, whoa, Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Old mate from New Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had it in my head that guy was just like a guy that's wearing a Jurassic Park t-shirt at the Jurassic World.
No, he's like
eaten by a dog or whatever.
He's very excited. He loves Jurassic Park, which is extremely funny because in that universe, it was a massive tragedy.
It didn't even open.
Yeah, a gigantic loss of life and then like a black site cover-up. But he's got merch somehow.
Yeah, it's like wearing a Rock t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. But that movie, he is a Jurassic World or Jurassic Park fan. And then movies, especially movies like this, sock job movies, started putting in a character who is really likes the franchise.
I love this from the back when, and it was good.
Yeah, and I think you can see, even if it's not so explicit like in Jurassic World where he's like, I loved Jurassic Park. I think
it's a plot point in Afterlife.
I'm trying to think of other films that were sort of like 80s, banking on the nostalgia. I'm like Transformers and not really, because Kind of distanced itself so much from what came before.
Well, I think a lot of Marvel movies do it these days.
Transformers did it again with Bumblebee. Because it tried to be like, this is different from those Transformers movies you've seen. This is more like the
80s. Was there a character in the movie that loved Transformers? No, because it's a prequel, so Transformers hasn't happened yet. Yeah, fair.
Paul Rudd's character, whose name I can't remember, but he's a fucking teacher in Afterlife. And he's like, oh shit, you're fucking the grandkid of fucking...
The Ghostbusters.
Some Ghostbuster.
Who lost his mind.
Egon?
Yeah, Egon got depressed and moved to a farm.
Nice.
abandoned all of his...
I mean, I guess if you're sense, like, you know, if you're, like, judge, jury, executioner of, like, what happens to people when they die,
yeah.
I guess it would weigh heavy on you.
Yeah.
I got the farm.
Let the ghost out fucking, on the farm.
There's
or
a
whatever.
Twist in it, though, yeah. where it turns out that he didn't turn his back on all of his friends because he was depressed, but because...
Possessed.
No. Oh. He had basically, like, Sisyphus'd himself.
What, so he had a boulder he had to keep rolling up the hill? To
keep pushing ghosts up a hill?
He had to keep shooting ghosts down a hole.
Oh, because they kept coming out of the containment units?
No, so there was like this big opening in the fucking farm area where he lives.
Okay. Did he?
And he couldn't set this, and it was such, the activity was so big that it would have caused like a global
So he just had to stay
problem.
There.
He had to stay there and every like.
Did he buy the farm knowing that it was a big hole or was the hole following
Wasn't it an,
him?
Okay.
No, it's the same as fucking the fucking bat cave where the farm's normal, but then there's like a big
I'm just wondering like how did he find out about
the hole? I think he just knew.
Alternate universe Batman where he's got to stay at the cave shooting the bats.
He's got to keep throwing a bat in a hole.
Stay down.
Why do they keep coming up?
How many bats are in this cave?
Bruce, they can fly.
What? Caves are big, Bruce. These probably aren't the same bats. I like that he didn't call himself Batman in this universe. He's just Bruce.
Yeah.
CEO billionaire Bruce Wayne lost his mind.
Whole man, really.
yeah, that is
anyway,
true.
So then they bring all the Ghostbusters back together, and Egon's back, but as a ghost, and then they fight Zool or whatever again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking Paul Rudd and daughter of Egon get turned into the dogs from the first.
Oh, yeah.
Then they fuck as dogs.
Nice. That's
so
awesome.
So you're probably in,
I think that rocks.
Yeah, because they're going to bring the key to the gatekeeper. And, or
that's the
fuck.
Key?
Did they like? Is it like just like dog fucking? Like are they doing it full doggy style? You just like rotting in the street?
No. They do it missionary. They make it out, dude. It's really dog loving.
I think if I saw a dog make out with another dog, I would check myself into a home.
Dog make it out with a dog. Missionary. Be like,
I would be like, wow. I'm checking out of this life.
Yeah.
I will while away the rest of my days in a very boring room somewhere in an old folks' home.
Yeah.
I think I would pledge my life to the mines. Okay. Got no time to think about what I've seen, just thinking about
getting them gems.
Yeah. And how sore my arms are.
Yeah, that's true.
I just, you just delete my own memory.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I'm in the mine and I accidentally fall on my own pickaxe, give myself a lobotomy.
Yeah. Or if you don't, you know, you're meant to swing the pickaxe over your shoulder, but you just don't move it into your forehead.
Yeah, just like up under the orbital socket. Yeah. Wiggle it around a little bit.
Oh, you take it out, you're like, oh my God, I forgot the dogs.
Oh no, I remember the dogs.
Fuck.
Fuck. Okay, so they turn into dog mutant.
Yeah,
demon
thing. And then it's the same fucking thing, except this time, rather than fighting in New York, they're fighting on the farm.
Okay.
Any Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Any Rick Moranis?
No, Rick Moranis. Okay, Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't come back either.
Yes. Sigourney Weaver has a cameo, but only in the post-credit scene.
Okay. Is she like, they paid me a lot of money for this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny because from the trailers, I mean, I know it's just a teaser trailer, but it doesn't seem like she came back.
She might. I mean,
she could be. It wouldn't shock me.
The cast.
Bill Murray's back for this one. Was he in the other one?
Was he a ghost?
Okay.
No.
Oh,
do you think he was a ghost in this?
No, Egon's the only ghost.
I thought he was also. Bill Murray would come back, but I did not see Afterlife at all. Nor did I care.
Oh, for sure.
And I just thought he might have come back and been like, "Yes, I'm dead, and this is good for me."
No, Egon's the only one that's dead.
Okay,
Egon.
Egon's a guy that helps.
Yeah,
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
It helps Frankenstein make Frankenstein's
if
guy.
Helping
Frankenstein's a crime, put me away.
If helping Frankenstein's a guy you are, Egon's. The one you're thinking of. But if ghosts are real.
He's making a rhyme.
If ghosts are real and it's New York, you feel.
That's Egon.
That's Egon.
Can we get that back?
That's Egon, you'll be ill.
Yeah. Okay. If helping Frankenstein
is on your mind. Igor is the guy.
And if ghosts are real in New York, you feel that's Egon on your mind.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
Perfect. It's a good little mnemonic.
So did they use, I'm guessing, so they CGI'd and they did, I'm guessing, past footage.
Yeah, I think there's only one line of dialogue. Okay. He's like a quiet ghost.
Yeah, fair.
Was it tastefully done?
No. Okay. I mean, you brought back a real-life dead guy as an actual ghost.
Yeah. That's a,
He's alive at the start of the movie, actually. Okay. He dies in the film, technically.
Yeah. But is it kind of like silent flashback, sort of?
Yeah, so you see him kind of just like fucking around his house and like preparing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny.
That's how the movie
works. An interesting thing to think about with this movie. So we've talked in the past about how, especially in Marvel, but I think you see it in a lot of places, that studios really want to do the passing of the torch.
Yeah.
They want to be like, here's a bunch of younger actors.
No, well, they don't actually want to do
that. Well, no, I know, but yeah, this...
They want to make it look like they're doing it.
Yeah, but then they have all the original
they want to share the torch.
Yeah, they want to have their cake and eat it too. You know that famous phrase everyone can do?
Yeah.
Well, but because originally it was passing of the torch movies, but then people started not liking that. They were like, no, we want the original guy. So now it's like...
Well, I think we've spoke about this in an episode where I don't think passing the torch works in these kinds of movies. I don't think it ever has worked. We've never had the next movie along with a brand new cast that have had the torch pass.
Star Trek.
Oh, yes. Well, Star Trek, they've done that since the beginning, though. That's, like, by design.
Yeah.
It's not been like a...
Doctor Who?
Oh, well, Doctor Who's the same thing, though. It's baked in. Mm. I'm talking about you have a long-running franchise, like, and then you have a passing of the torch movie. Because this is what I was going to say, that theoretically, this movie should be the, right, torch passed.
Well, no,
now these characters have to stand on their own. Mm. But it's not going to be that. No. But that's theoretically what it should be.
You see this in a lot of, like, any kind of media where there is this kind of legacy characters where, like, it's the character is the idea as opposed to whoever's playing it. Right?
Yeah.
We used to see this in a lot of comic books as well. It's kind of like, okay, no, don't worry. Now we're going to have, you know, Bucky or Falcon. They're going to be the new Captain America. Yeah. And Captain America, he's going to be old as shit and he's going to be running S.H.I.E.L.D. Don't worry. Okay, what's that? Now he's de-younged and it's good again. He's Captain America now. But don't worry, we now have maybe a second. You're both Captain Americans.
Yeah.
We can't just move on.
Nobody, it just doesn't work.
Like, It's like you put down the torch, and then new people come in and pick up the torch and then give it back to you. That's what the movies are now.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see the latest indie film, which no one did, I feel.
No.
But I assume something similar, right? Where it's that, like, oh, this is going to be a passing the torch, but never mind. He's back again.
Well, if you're ranking movies on rarity, we're actually in a rarer class than anyone that watched Indiana Jones because we've saw the Marvels.
That's true. That's a very good point. Yeah.
I think the rarest movie I've seen this year, Blue Beetle's up there.
I didn't even see that one.
Big time.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's just a thing where it's like, they could do this where it's like, hey, if you're going to pass, like, we don't really have we ever seen a passing the torch movie?
I don't
know if we have because everything ends with like, but we'll leave that door open a little bit just in case, you know.
I think in a weird way, Ghostbusters 2016 was an attempt at that, really.
Okay.
Like, if you think about it, I mean, ideally for them making Ghostbusters 2016, that cast would then go on to do subsequent Ghostbusters movies.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't, like, physically get the torch passed to them, but they were like, it's Ghostbusters. They didn't even give it an extra title. They were just like, it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Here they are. Well, everybody pissed and shit and pissed and shit.
I was worried that in tradition of baseless speculation, we were talking mad shit about like something that had the most obvious examples of us being wrong and they're actually being very iconic passing the torch moments that worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I've looked up passing the torch movies and I'm just going to read off from a list that's the top 20 most memorable passing the torch movies.
Okay. We'll see if these torches genuinely got passed.
The first one's The Dark Knight Rises, which you may remember being the last in a trilogy and the moment where our guy's like, yeah, I'm a cop. Oh, fuck. Sorry, my real name. Yeah, it's Robin.
And I don't think there was ever, like, the implication that we were going to get a Robin trilogy afterwards.
So I guess that torch has passed for about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
If that.
But it's not really a torch. It's not even.
Yeah, what does he get? He goes. Batcave? Does he go into the Batcave?
Yeah, I suppose.
What does he get? Oh, no. Does he get Wayne Enterprises?
He goes spelunking and he sees like a suit.
It's like there's an implication.
Because when he talks to someone, because for the will reading, they're like, oh, shit, yeah, he must have put it under my legal name, Robin.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's he talking to?
Yeah, he's talking to like a lawyer like or something. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I know he does go spelunking, I think, and then he sees the suit.
Yes.
Pretty sure it ends with him seeing a suit.
The Batman suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, little boy Robin suit. Robin. Why did he give me short shorts?
I've never seen this suit before in my
anyway,
life.
Anyway, the next one's Endgame.
No.
Oh, yeah, they definitely passed the torch there. You see.
Successfully, and no one came back. Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi. Love that movie so much. Did not pass the torch.
Nope.
Men in Black? Huh?
With Tessa Thompson.
Oh, Tessa Thompson and
This is talking about Men in Black, the first one. Men in Black International is one of the biggest box office bombs of all time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, he retired.
Oh, that's true.
I guess, sure, but you can't really pass the torch in your first film.
No. When you can't pass the torch in the last film either. I think for it to fit our like, parameters.
You have to finish your movie, then start new ones.
Yeah, there has to be the understanding there will be more movies.
Yeah.
And also, that doesn't count because in fucking Men in Black 2, he comes
like straight away.
Yeah. Hey, he's a cool, like, beatboxing scene. Remember that scene?
Ball-chinians?
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville's the Ball-chinian.
That's awesome.
Ghostbusters Afterlife, we've just talked about the fact that no. Star Trek, you vetoed that because it's, to quote you, built in.
Which episodes are they talking
about? They're talking about Star Trek 2009, the movie.
As in the reboot?
Wait. Yeah.
That's not really passing the torch. No, that's a reboot.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got Leonard Nimoy in there.
Yeah, but that's one of the most criticized parts of the movie, isn't
that
it?
No. The most criticized part of that is they made a sequel that's a remake of The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's not Khan. Yeah.
Wink.
Khan Uni Singh, played by the most person that you think that should have that name, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
I forgot it was Benedict Cumberbatch. What the fuck?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You know the first one? How Leonard Nimoy Spock is like, yes, new universe. Things are different. These things have changed. Oh, yeah? Hey, who's Spock? Hey, Spock, who's Khan? A piece of shit. You should fucking kill him. I hate that guy. Huh? Okay. Do you think things have changed? No.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I guess that is the Spock meeting moment is, I guess, a passing of the torch because the audience is like, oh, that's Leonard Nimoy, and he's, like, approving of this movie.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like a meta passing of the torch.
Yeah, like in canon.
Triple X 2, State of the Union.
He goes into a parallel universe. Okay, Triple X 2,
is that an
State
iconic
of
passing
right.
of the torch?
Vin Diesel's character's killed off.
Yeah. Not Xander.
Yeah, Xander Cage. But if you remember correctly, the third one's called The Return of Xander Cage.
Woo! For you, dude, he's
back.
And
then they teased at the end of the third one that there's going to be a fourth, because Ice Cube pops up
in Triple X3.
That's good to hear. I'm so glad, dude.
Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah, I suppose people assume that it's passing the torch to Furiosa.
What?
But that's not true, because for it to be a passing the torch, Mad Max would have to be like, you're Mad Max now.
And also, I mean, Furiosa is coming out.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, but we haven't got that yet.
But that's also not...
And it's also not really passing of the torch. That's just like a spin-off.
It's just like another
Furious
character
is... Furiosa is a prequel.
Yeah. But also, she's her own character. Like, it's not like he's giving the mantle of Mad Max to her, so she's the new
also,
Mad
that's
Max.
That's his name.
Yeah, like...
Max.
That's stupid.
The man.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not really a passing the torch, but okay.
Scream, the 2022 movie. Uh-huh. I do not want to explain this to you, but I guess...
Yeah, okay.
Like...
You
yes.
don't have to explain it. The Scream movies confuse me. Iconically.
I know.
When do we watch the series?
How do I
understand
this?
This is directly addressing the one you don't like talking about. The one that's just called Scream, but it's the fifth entry.
Yeah.
What
and
the
so
fuck?
It's passing the torch. But when they pass the, what do they mean by pass the torch?
I'd have to spoil the whole movie and the franchise.
Is each movie a different Scream? Is it a different killer?
Yeah, but it's the same. Survivors.
I guess.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so we've already passed the torch of Killer.
All right, look.
But we haven't passed the torch of Survivor.
Spoilers for Scream 5 and I guess Scream the franchise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Billy Loomis's daughter is in Scream 5, but you don't find that out until later.
Yeah.
And she reclaims her dad's legacy and she's like got like, I guess, violence in her because he was a lunatic.
Yeah.
But she chooses to channel that to be good, basically.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's
okay.
Yeah, Little Nicky. Anyway,
end
of spoilers for Scream.
Yeah.
So it sort of makes sense, and legacy is built into the character.
That seems, that again, that just sounds more like a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, no, but because it's like 20 years later and like the fact that 20 years has passed.
Do we get further Scream movies wherein she is a character?
I mean, I guess there's no like, you know, that she get visited by like, say, the ghost of her dead dad. Oh, well. All right.
Okay, definitely.
Like, she get visited by the ghost of her dead dad who's like, you are now the Scream. And she's like, no, I'm the...
That's
good
pretty
screen.
Much exactly what happens.
Maybe that rules.
Maybe that's the one case of it working. That's
Scream
crazy.
5 is Damn. Good. Scream 6 is good too. Scream 3 is the shit one.
Yeah, okay.
No Time to Die. He passed the torch to a gravestone.
Is that a boss
Who does he
movie?
Pass?
No Time to Die?
Yeah, it's the fucking last one. The last one that I haven't seen, but I had the movie ruined
for me. Oh, I have seen this
movie.
Yeah.
That's the, you can't pass the torch.
To who,
though? Bond's not passing the torch because we'll get another Bond movie.
What does he mean by pass the torch? He's like, hey, I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm about to be blown up. I guess our kid can be the new Bond.
The way a Bond passing of the torch would have to be finding a completely different character who isn't James Bond. And at the end of the movie, he's like, you're James Bond now.
Just a reminder.
007.
Just
here's
a reminder
my pistol. Cunt.
Yeah.
That this happens at the start of the movie. And this is actually a you dropped the torch, here's your torch back movie.
Yeah.
Because there is a 007
that's
not that's James
right.
Bond
Fuck,
at the start.
There is two.
Oh, yeah.
It's the you dropped the torch, here it is again.
But we were never getting movies with that James Bond. Like,
no,
that
I know.
007.
That's what I mean. It's
Hey,
you dropped this torch. Here it is. I'm not even going to attempt to figure out what the fuck's going on here because it's Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, which I think is like Friday the 13th 6.
I don't think there's a new Freddy.
Jason,
sorry. Maybe there is. There might be,
actually, it's the fifth one, and yes, there is a new Jason.
Well, wasn't the first... Jason, actually Jason's mom?
Yeah,
so yeah, that's true.
And then it was Jason,
Voorhees,
but from hell?
Yeah. Mrs. Voorhees is the killer in the first one because she's like, you let my son
You're
drown
Jason's
while you
mom
were...
now. I'm the
and then Jason, I guess, becomes
Jason
Jason's
to,
mom.
Jason dies, and then Tommy becomes new Jason.
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know what
and
the
then
fuck
I think in the most recent
Tommy.
One... He doesn't he like kind of not this they don't, it's not this explicit
and then Jason kills Freddy but then Freddy's still alive and he winks
yeah that's true Freddy I don't like that guy
is there something sus about him
he's got a bad energy
there's maybe a little iffy aura
I don't know he's toxic I think he's toxic as a guy
Into the Spider-Verse
I mean
the only reason I would say I guess is because Peter B. Parker is clearly, whilst it has been established now he is not this character, is clearly meant to be a riff on Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
The other Spider-Man that dies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He can't. Yeah, he does pass the torch, but it's
but
not...
That's, like, that's not a Spider-Man we've known.
It
and also, there's, you can't have a pass
not,
the torch when there's that many Spider-Men.
Yeah.
It's not... It doesn't fall into that, like, meta-y, like, as in, like, the audience.
Because I think
like,
the specific style of passing the torch we are referring to is where you have a long-running franchise.
Yep. A legacy character, they are like, I'm not doing...
The
actor's the like,
actor's
I'm not
too
doing
old.
This
yeah.
anymore.
Or yeah, or they're
You're
out.
Out.
Yeah.
We're still making these series
of
movies.
The studios like, are like, the Ghostbusters namesake is still a huge brand, but we can't get the old Ghostbusters, so we need to sell audiences on a new team.
Yeah.
That's specifically what we're referring to.
I'm trying to think, like, when has this ever worked?
I don't think it's just ever happened. I don't think
or
it's,
even
because
in, like, as
I think
a team?
By design, it doesn't really...
Well, okay, so if Spider-Man was saying no to that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Son
oh.
of the Pink Panther in 1993. A reminder that this is the top 20 most iconic passing of the torch movies.
Okay. I was trying to think of, like, the X-Men franchise, where I guess it's, like, each iteration is, like, a new team.
Yeah.
And so when X3 rolls around, you've got, like, a bunch of them sort of, like, new mutants.
But I feel like, to me, that's kind of
really...
like Star Trek or Doctor Who, where it's like, by design, the way this franchise works is that you have, and James Bond is the same, you have like a new iteration of it every now and then. So it's not really a passing of the torch because it's like, it's how it works.
Yeah. And with James Bond, I mean, it's not really passing the torch because like, it's just a new like,
person
new,
is
new
playing
continuity.
Bond. Yeah.
It's just...
And even Star Trek, it's like, it's not like...
You know, Star Trek counts because it is... A Spock talking to a Spock, pretty much being like, you're in charge now.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
also-
yeah, that's true. But I would say the franchise, it's not like original series or whatever, when they, this the whatever, Next Generation
That happens
comes
in
out.
A movie as well.
Yeah. They're like, you are the new original series?
No, it's like, you are the next generation.
Yeah.
That is the name of the second Star Trek.
Oh, that's true, it is called The Next Generation. Well, maybe Star Trek works,
Star Trek, I would say that Star Trek, Doctor Who does it not in a regeneration, but occasionally when they do like crossover episodes, it's like the fucking, like that special time crash where the fifth Doctor meets the tenth Doctor and he's like,
You're doing good.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm old now, and also I'm your father-in-law in real life. Yeah. You married a character that was my daughter, but also...
Is your daughter in the story?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. Like, I'm just trying
to think that's the magic of acting.
Yeah.
If you know, the Indiana Jones, when it was like, you know, back in the day, it was like, we want Indiana Jones there to be like, hey, yeah, I'm too old for this shit. Hey, I'm going to help you out. One last dig or whatever. And then it's a new person. Doesn't have to be a mutt. It doesn't have to be that. Be like, oh, a new person that I'm helping out. And then it's like, cool, well, I'm done, but your adventures are just beginning. And then we get like another movie with that person. But that has not happened.
Creed, that does it.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky literally trains Creed and then leaves. True. And Creed. Then in the most recent movie, he ain't Rocky, isn't it?
Creed does it. Creed makes it
they
work.
They do get cold feet briefly because it builds up to the fact that Rocky's going to die and then he doesn't.
Yeah.
But at no point are they like, Creed's never like, come back in the ring, Rocky.
Yeah. Well, it would be pretty fucked up. He is an old man.
Well, it's happened before.
Yeah, true.
Hey, he's the Tulsa King.
Yeah, that's true.
He can do anything.
Yeah, he's capable of
He made Rambo
so
like 3 years ago.
That's a good point.
He did too.
Which is just Home Alone, but racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I cannot stress enough, this list is the top 20 most iconic things. And then Terminator Dark Fate, where it says... First of all, no one gets a torch passed to anyone in that.
Yeah.
Well, no, John Connor dies.
At the start.
Yeah, okay.
So he passes the torch back to his mum.
Well,
then
it's the same as the fucking James Bond thing of like,
you can't
pass a torch to a grave.
Yeah. I suppose what...
And the description here, again, top 20, most iconic.
Yeah. Okay.
The sixth Terminator film was an attempt to revitalize the franchise. James Cameron had a story by credit. Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger are back. Part of the plan, though, was for them to pass the torch, particularly Hamilton's Sarah Connor. Alas, the film flopped and Dark Fate didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
but they didn't pass the torch. Like, I don't think we've got a pass the torch film apart from, I guess, Creed.
Well, and I think the difference is that it feels like...
Star Trek.
And Star Trek. And it feels like these other franchises are like, if you put the effort in, you can make it work. But the rest sort of rely on the... They're trying to rely on the brand name as the main thing to get you through to
Star Wars does do it, but people don't like it. But I guess it still does do it.
Well,
if we're now talking about just like movies that do it and don't try and walk it back.
Yeah.
Because I guess Han Solo getting, stabbed.
Han Solo dies. Yeah. Leia dies. Luke dies.
Yeah.
And they've all trained.
The next
like
gen.
Han and Luke basically train Rey.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you've got Leia training Poe, basically.
Yeah,
but they didn't lean...
Well, I mean, because after The Last Jedi, obviously everybody lost their minds.
Yeah.
So they walked it back to the, as much as they feasibly could. And then they were like, and we're never seeing these characters ever again. Don't worry about it. And also sorry. You know what I mean? Like,
if
in a world where people loved these new characters.
If Rise of Skywalker goes in the direction of Jewel of the Fates.
Yeah.
Because I reckon, look, I still stand by the fact. And I know that I'm saying this into a podcast that this is probably going to come back to haunt me on social media.
All right, I'm excited.
I think that people would have fucking realized that The Last Jedi is a legitimately good movie and they were being babies about it. If Rise of Skywalker is Jewel of the Fates or whatever, the original script, or even just a movie that follows The Last Jedi and doesn't try and walk it back, then people are just like, well, I have to accept this.
Yeah.
And then
I
think they would come and grow on it. But now it's fucked because now... Yeah. I love The Last Jedi, but Rise of Skywalker has made me like it a bit less because I'm like,
it takes back all the things that were actually really good about The Last
and
Jedi.
And they've put up
they
a
just
wall between them.
And then it makes the sequel trilogy feel like this weird, incongruous, like it doesn't feel like a package. Like, whatever you say about the prequel trilogy, that's a series of movies that follow on from one another.
Yeah.
Great. The sequel trilogy.
The only thing is that I spend the second and third movie asking, where's Jar Jar?
Yeah, me too.
I love Jar Jar.
Oh, there he is.
Jar Jar, no.
because he's, you know, he's voting in fucking Palpatine or whatever.
Jojo, get out of there!
Yeah, that's how democracy dies, with some fucking fish cunt being like, I think he's a good!
Shut up, Jojo!
No,
I'm screaming across that big fucking galactic center. Shut your fucking mouth, Jojo!
And you shut up too, E.T.! I don't know why you're here!
Oh my god, yuck!
I'm surrounded by freaks!
Hang on, can this chair go over there? I gotta do one thing. I'm gonna punch that fucker in the mouth.
In my mind, my little booth thing just had Jackson.
It's just like a glass thing covering it, just steaming up as you're yelling furiously.
And no, now one we can continue. It. No! I knew what was coming.
Jurassic World, we've established that. That also does a thing of like, oh, thanks for this torch, have it back.
Yeah.
Speed 2 cruise control? What the fuck?
I think it's funny that Jurassic World does it, but then they bring back a dinosaur. In later movies, they bring back Sam Neill and stuff.
And
but
everyone
like,
else.
It's funny to bring back a dinosaur as the passing of the torch.
They bring back the dinosaur, then they bring back some of the cast, and they bring back all of the cast.
Yeah, that's very... That's like, we passed the torch. Give back! Two movies to give it back. One to a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's so funny. I guess people are just such gigantic babies.
Is it also execs being, we should do Pass the Torch, legacy film, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, no. We should definitely get the original cast back.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Well, that's going to be box.
Here's a question about Creed, because I haven't seen Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Does Creed follow similar plot beats to the original Rocky?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, that's just because what I didn't know, because what I was asking is that I think so many of these Passing of the Torch movies try to do the first movie again.
It's sort of like it's
and own... I was like, I want, because Creed did it. I was like, I wonder if Creed strayed away from that.
It is its own thing, but when you're looking at it in broad strokes
because it does its own thing, but as like some of the other legacy films or the Passing the Torch films, the third act doesn't get passed back to the...
Yeah,
it'd
yeah.
be so if Creed, for example, was
he's
like,
I can't beat
I can't
this
guy.
Beat
Rocky,
this guy. Get in the
Come
ring.
Come on, let's get the octogenarian in and he'll do it.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Which you often see in these sort of...
Yes, absolutely.
Whereas this one's like, no. Creed will do it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he lost. Okay, cool.
For sure.
Which is also what happens in Rocky.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So imagine Creed is Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky is Mickey. Mm. Tessa Thompson's character, who I can't remember the name of, is...
Adrian.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was just like, is that part of why it never quite works?
Which I just think that they just don't, fully commit.
Yeah.
They just always, backpedal at the last possible moment.
Mm.
So there's none of that kind of like, okay, yep, this is what going forward. Yeah, there's no heroic moment. There's never mind. Like even, say Maverick, a film you have not seen.
No, but I really should.
Even that is kind of like passing the torch. No, never mind. Maverick's still been a sick cunt.
No,
but I love that film. Don't get me wrong. That is a 10-star film.
Yeah, I
enjoy that.
Goose passes the torch in that movie, though.
Yeah. From beyond.
Yeah, but I would say that one still is a success.
Yeah.
Everyone except... So Maverick's torch doesn't get passed.
Yeah.
But... That is a plot point of the movie, but everyone else's torch does get passed.
So, again, the whole thing is, you get Maverick, he gets in to be like, you got to teach the next generation of pilots to do this one mission. He tries his best. He can't do it as well. Then he's like, you're fired. And they're like, okay, well, hang on a second. I'm going to do the thing. He shows them it can be done. See, so it can be done. And then it's like, okay, you're flying the mission. And so then him and a bunch of others go in there. Whereas, I don't know. I really like that film. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love it. Again, great film. But I'm like, what if instead he was like, no, you hired me on to teach them how to do this.
No, it's their—
I just proved that it can be done. So now I'm going to show them how it's going to be done. And maybe that would have been more passing the torch. But then we would not have got a great sneaky extra film in Maverick, which I loved. Awesome.
It ends, and then there's still another 40
and then there's another
minutes.
Movie.
Yeah, that rocks.
It's great. I love that film.
Yeah, that's
but
so good.
It's like, it just—
it doesn't—
I don't think passing the torch like that would have worked in Maverick anyway, because it goes against everything that Maverick is as a guy.
Well, it's character growth.
Yeah.
No, but it wouldn't be, because he doesn't do it because he's not like, I want to be the hero. He's like, I need to help these people before they do this suicide mission.
Yeah.
So just
and by
like,
helping them actually teach him, I don't know. Again,
the general is never the good guy, because generals famously die in bed.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
You can't have a war movie where the good guy is like, good luck, soldier. I'm standing here where it's safe.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess. It's just, I don't know. To me, it's just like, it's like almost a
you respect education where I don't. I
that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I don't get know. A real job.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's— yeah, I don't know. Passing the torch movies.
Oh, this might change your mind.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's more.
It's the last one.
So there's three more. I said one before and we just moved on. But good. Speed 2 Cruise Control.
The one without Keanu Reeves, but he's still playing Keanu Reeves' character. Sick.
Oh, good stuff.
So yeah. Doesn't pass the torch.
Yeah.
Who are they talking about?
Son of Frankenstein?
The torch to Frankenstein's boy?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose. Could be. Who knows?
It's like the torch they were using to chase him out of the tower.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the castle. Ooh, the torch.
Son of Frankenstein's the first movie that adds Igor into—
oh, my God. Relevant. Episode relevant.
And finally, coming in at number either 1 or 20.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Oh, it does. Okay. That's absurd. That movie does what all Passing of the Torch movies do, where it doesn't quite pass the torch, and also the characters it picks to pass the torch to are fucking awful. That's so funny.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, what if the new protagonist of a Pirates of the Caribbean movie were Will Turner's annoying son and the scientist lady? Is that what you want to see in your movie?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking—
Jeffrey Rush has a witch in a cave?
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I'm back and I'm here to talk to you about this apple.
And
that's how the movie ends, right? He walks down the stairs, or is that the other one?
That's the other one. The way On Stranger Tides ends is they find Triton's trident, which is in a cave under the water, and it gets rid of all magic in the world.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And
thank
then
Christ.
Will Turner's maybe freed from being fucking David Jones.
Yeah, but then doesn't he— oh yeah, because the post credit scene is him walking out of the ocean or whatever.
Yeah, because he's finally back.
Yeah,
he can be with his wife and son. And that's right. And nice. We see Elizabeth Swann for the— she's— that's her little cameo. Jack Sparrow, who knows? Who cares? I hope he's dead.
Hey, you know how I spoke about earlier how I'd seen Ghostbusters: The Afterlife? You know how I did that?
How did you do that?
I used a VPN.
Which one?
Nord.
Oh, thank God. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
it would have been super embarrassing if I said a different one. But no, it was Nord. Because NordVPN are the best in the biz.
That's true. If you want to watch a TV show or a sporting event,
I do.
The streaming service.
Or more specifically, in my example, a film.
Or a film. Movie. A piece of theater. But it's not available in your country. Using NordVPN, you can change your location to another country where it is available.
I believe that, like last time we mentioned this, I too went to Canada.
Canada's where all the best movies are.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
They just got it better up there. It's cold. They got to give them more movies to stay inside.
That's true.
Makes sense.
And on top of that, you can also change your location to get better prices on stuff like flights,
accommodation,
drinks.
drink with food.
Food, probably.
Yeah, because it can protect your data, which means you can get rid of like the cookies that are like, oh, you've been looking at streaming services or whatever.
You're looking at flights. What if I charge you double for flights?
Hotels?
You love flying places. You'll pay anything.
No,
You
got that flying around money, do you?
Okay. If you pay $100 for a flight, you'll pay $200 for a flight.
And you can also protect your private data like bank details, passwords, and online identity, which is good when you use these internet like an ape, which I do.
Yeah, likewise.
I'm sitting here saying, give me internet, me internet, give, eat me internet, me you internet, give me. Like that ape.
Like that ape, the longest sentence ever said by an ape. His was about an orange, but
mine was about
stands.
The internet.
Both of you just sitting there frustrated as hell, slamming a keyboard or a belly.
Ooking like a little chimpanzee.
But thankfully, I have NordVPN, so I was able to get what I wanted, unlike our poor monkey friend.
He got the orange, right?
Well, we don't know, actually. It's unclear. NordVPN is also, I mean, it's not going to break the bank, okay? Yeah. It's the price of a cup of coffee a month.
Or an orange a month.
That's an expensive orange.
No,
how much is an orange?
Like a bag of oranges.
Yeah.
No, fruit is sometimes just expensive depending on where you are and what time.
Yeah, that's a great point,
I wish
point,
there was
actually.
NordVPN on fruit.
Oh,
I would change my virtual location to where it was ripe all the time.
Yeah,
actually, it could be a fancy orange.
Yeah,
like a
that's
blood
a great
orange.
Point.
Like a blood orange from a fully organic store.
Or a mango?
Yeah.
Mangoes are expensive.
Well, we're getting distracted thinking about fruit that we could buy using NordVPN and not enough about NordVPN.
Yeah.
Look, not only is it cheap, one NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices on every major platform. Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, and Linux.
Whoa! If you want to grab a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, you can go to nordvpn.com/baseless. That's BASELESS. Our code will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box.
Enjoy. Give that monkey an orange and give me the internet. And now let's get to Ghostbusters, a movie that we keep saying we're going to talk about but haven't yet.
Hey, right.
Okay, so Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
40 minutes into the episode.
Okay, I reckon.
Well, do you want to hear the premise?
I was going to say, villain is a lich, but go on.
Okay.
In Ghostbusters, and this is from Sony Pictures directly.
Oh,
this
I know.
This is hot off the presses.
Yeah, all right, exciting.
In Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Yes.
The Spengler family decide to leave Somerville,
Funny
Oklahoma.
Name. I thought you could say Spenglerfish.
Well, it's Egon Spengler.
I know.
Yeah.
I just say
decide Spengler. To leave Somerville, Oklahoma, to go back to where it all started.
New York?
The iconic New York City firehouse.
Okay.
And help the original Ghostbusters, who have created a top secret research lab, to take busting ghosts to the next level.
They pass the torch into a building. Yeah. That's nice.
And then back to themselves.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The torch is going
torch
nowhere.
Torch went to farm, now back to same building.
That's so
But
funny.
When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes a mysterious and evil force known as the Death Chill, Ghostbusters, new and old, must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a deadly and unpredictable fate that unknowingly could affect Earth's history with a second ice age. Okay, so first of all, there's a lot there.
It's a lot to take in.
Earth's history? Yeah. You mean Earth's future?
Fucking yes. Everything.
What?
Any kind
going
of...
back in time?
Oh my God. Are we going back in
they
time?
They could. Who knows?
Okay, straight off the bat, we're going back in time so that they have a reason to de-age the fucking Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's true. Big time. I think that the evil lady we see at the end of this movie that makes Paul Rudd go, whoa! Because he's excited by
it's
a thing
Sigourney
in
Weaver.
The movie. No, I think she'll be like she's an ancient fucking sorceress from prehistory, and so they'll be like, we got to stop her by going back in time to like kill her in her original incarnation, and that's when they'll go back in time.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it's like the he's not like an aura of like I recognize that, or it is like
no, I think he's just excited. It's like what Paul Rudd does in every movie, where he's just excited to be in. He is the audience surrogate of a loser who loves the Ghostbusters.
So wouldn't the awe then be like, oh, it's someone that we recognize?
Yeah, but I think that might. This is my prediction because earlier we have that also equally embarrassing scene where Patton Oswalt also is audience loser stand in for a guy who loves the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's really cool. It's this because he's clearly talking about the Death Chill, and it'll be this person or whatever, this entity, and then I reckon Paul Rudd seeing the entity and going, whoa, I love these movies.
Yeah,
I'm 40.
Who was the lady villain in one of the films? Was it Zool? Was that
that's from the first one again?
And Zool was in Afterlife. Yeah.
Zool's like, already been in Long.
Yeah, they can't use another Zool.
Who's the guy from 2? Viggo.
Yeah, Vigo?
Yeah, two's
Vigo, the painting. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, do you reckon the painting will be back?
Oh, no, hang on. The second one's Goza? No.
It's Vigo.
Goza is the first one.
Yeah. The second one's
Vigo. What the fuck is Zool? Oh, no, Zool's one of the dogs, isn't it?
Zool's, no, because there's the two dogs and then there's the Zool.
Yeah, but isn't that Goza?
There's two dogs that are people.
Yeah.
There's a person who is a person, that's Sigourney Weaver. And she is fucking smoking, dude.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Zool is known as the gatekeeper of Goza. That's a dog.
Yeah. Zool's one of the dogs. Yeah. And then you turn another person into the other dog, and then the dogs fuck because you got to take the key to the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And the key is a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that exactly happens in Afterlife.
That's so funny.
Because Egon's daughter gets turned into Zool because she's like a adult lady.
And then
she fucks Paul Rudd, who is a dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Will Podcast be in this movie?
Podcast is in this movie confirmed.
What about, you know how they had their own Slimer called, like, possibly Gumzo or something?
Oh, yeah, I think Gumzo will be back.
Grozno? What was his name?
I love Gumzo.
Okay, do you want to hear who's in it?
The little blue guy. Fuzno? Guzzler?
I have no idea who.
Guzzler.
Gizler? Who was Gizler? The guy?
Yeah, Gizler.
No, it's a little blue Slimer in the movie whose name's like.
In the movie!
His name's like Fuddler. Fuddler. Forza.
Shut the fuck up. Here's who's in the movie confirmed so far.
Muncher?
Muncher! Muncher.
Gizler.
Well, I couldn't remember. I was just going through a lot of names and hoping one
hit stuck.
Hit stuck. One hit.
So okay. Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhart, McKenna Grace. They're all playing the same people that they were playing in the first one.
That's good.
The first one being Afterlife. So that's they're the main characters of Afterlife. They're the ones we follow. Then we have.
Bro, Muncher is fucking disgusting.
Dude, stop looking at Muncher. Yeah, Muncher stinks.
I hate Muncher, dude. He's horrendous. Yeah. He looks like a sick caterpillar.
He does. Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, they're back. The original Ghostbusters are back. Annie Potts is back as Janine, who is their original receptionist, then.
Uh-huh. So I know you're like, oh, we got to get all the Ghostbusters of young and old back together to Ghostbusters. Yeah. Are we going to maybe get the beloved
2016 Ghostbusters?
A hint of that?
No.
I think they will never admit they're real.
I think what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Enough time has passed.
We passed the post-credit scene.
What if?
There's portals and fucking... Zool's back.
Zool from a different dimension's back.
Yeah. And the other Ghostbusters will have to jump in and help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people will be like, oh, but because they're in a movie with the original Ghostbusters, it's okay.
We have to love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there will be nerd articles that are like, is this a chance for redemption?
Yeah.
Regarding the, as though they need to be redeemed.
Yeah.
They didn't kill anyone.
But yeah, Logan Kim is returning as Podcast as well, so that's good.
Was there a tie-in podcast like I thought there might have been for the first Afterlife?
No, but there is a self-suck scene, basically.
Sorry? Come again,
Joel
Dusha?
They fucking suck off their fake podcast in the thing, because it turns out that there's like a couple of listeners of podcast, and one of them turns out to be fucking...
one of the...
Dan Aykroyd or some shit?
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, you love the fucking... You're the same piece of shit guy that I am. This is how... Okay, so listeners, that's what happens when you tell me you like my podcast.
Life.
I'm like, oh, me and you, we're the same now? Shut up. Fuck you. So yeah, next time you're thinking about approaching me in the street, just think about it.
Stay away.
No, it's always nice to talk to a fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Message me. I don't care. Come on. Don't message me. Leave me alone. I'm walking back everything I've said. Kamal Nanjiani and James Acaster are also in the movie in undisclosed roles.
Yeah, okay.
James Acaster is a guy that knows guys we know as well,
Maybe we'll be in the movie.
Hey, Podcast has three buffoon friends. That would be rude of Sony because they're like, well, they're really mean about Ghostbusters and they'd hate to be in this movie. So Podcast is listening to baseless speculation.
Please don't put us in the movie, Sony.
Sony, like, yeah, because people will listen to it and then they'll get mad. mad at them because they love our movie and hate their takes on our movie. And then their inbox is going to be blowed up.
Did people like Ghostbusters Afterlife? Like, what was the...
Yes.
That's what... Just
depressing? Yeah.
Yeah, just because, like, losers?
Yeah, losers.
That's 7.1 on IMDb.
Losers. People that think that things they liked as a kid mean they're important.
Well, their Metascore was 45, so, you know.
Wait, did it have a 45 on Metacritic?
Yeah,
that's what it deserves. What did I give it on Letterboxd? Let me guess. I'm going to say low.
Yeah.
Oh, but IGN gave it a 90.
Yeah, well,
good for them.
No shit. I gave it a 1.5.
The AV Club gave it a 50.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Halfway good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just angry that it doesn't feature. My review's not very interesting.
Yeah. You just said no one gets slobbed off?
Yeah, that's
what I imagine.
In the first one.
Dan Aykroyd gets sucked off by a ghost.
Yeah, and everyone's always smoking cigarettes inside. And everyone's awesome. Like trying to run after a ghost, but they're puffed out because they're also smoking cigarettes.
I think it's pretty funny that Dan Aykroyd put a scene in where he gets sucked off by a ghost, given how much of an ardent believer in the supernatural he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's
disrespectful.
Is
that just based on a true story that happened to him?
Yeah.
If in the middle of a podcast you're like, hey... Or in the middle of a filmed podcast, you had a sketch where you fucked Bigfoot?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Or like, if I, well, maybe not that, because like, whatever, my belief is not so passionate or whatever, but it's like if...
What do you believe in?
It's like...
examples for me, because nothing.
But imagine...
I also don't believe in the kindness of humans.
But it's like if you were like a big paleontology guy and you were writing a movie about like dinosaur bones and you had a scene where...
Sam Neill got fucked by a T-Rex?
Yeah, kind of.
The velociraptor that talked to him was like, now let's smooch.
But...
Whoa.
What is this? Alan.
Alan, kiss me.
Ow. What the fuck?
Alan. You have a snout. I don't know how. Suck my tongue.
This movie's crazy.
Yeah, Jurassic Park 3 got good.
Yeah.
I don't know,
it's just an odd scene with that
context. I guess the one difference is that there is types of, like, the succubus exists.
Yeah.
So, like,
You can imagine Aykroyd justifying it to himself.
Did Dan Aykroyd, he's like, oh yeah, I'm basically on a true story?
Do you mean the Ghostbusters or the sock job?
The sock job.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just wondering if Dan Aykroyd said, we're going to make a suck job scene where I get sucked off by a ghost. Because that happened to me.
Everybody's like, that's really funny, Dan. And he's like, funny.
Funny? No, it's serious.
My eyes legitimately went cross-eyed like that, and I made that noise.
Have you ever had ghost mouth? It's the best mouth.
Dude.
It's cold
ghost
and hot.
Ghost dome? Are you kidding me?
I think that scene was deleted in most versions of the film, but it's in the, like, most awesome things. Yeah. Like, a frequently discussed scene in Son of the Mask where there's a scene of his
mask semen
for the egg.
Yeah.
That's only in the Australian version of the film. Because
so we got the sock job,
we got
too?
The sock job scene. Really, or at least in every version of the film I've seen, it's in it.
Yeah. I feel like I've, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I remember seeing the sock job scene as well.
Because Australia in the 80s and 90s cared less about sex and was like, whatever. Now,
in fact, we got more a little bit tamer. Though. Like even the 70s, we're like, young and old.
Well, for a period of time, and listeners, here's a little history lesson about Australia. Mm. For a long period of time, our highest grossing Australian film of all time, and is still in, I think, the top five, maybe even top two or three when adjusted for inflation, is a movie called Alvin Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Purple is the story of a pretty ugly man who has irresistible charm and becomes a waterbed salesman.
Yeah, yeah.
I had mattress on my mind, couldn't think of waterbed.
Waterman.
So he's a waterbed salesman and he's kind of dumb. So he's like, oh, I can show you how it works. And then he fucks every single character in the movie. That's the movie.
Do you reckon it's up there for most bush per minute?
You also get like an awesome, because
there's a lot of bush in that movie.
Yeah. And there's
it was the 70s.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of just like angles that they wouldn't use in movies, like where he's crawling around naked. So you just see asshole? You don't see asshole, but there's like that shot. It's like a porny shot his legs are close, so you're seeing nuts and also his ass but shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, that made the most amount of money in the world for Australia.
Yeah. We know what we like.
Yeah.
Now we fucking make movies called, like, fucking...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we've done. Yeah. Nothing good.
movies about small towns in the bush with problems.
The Dry.
The Dry.
The Dry. That's the opposite of what
The Dry. Red Dog.
Alvin Purple's The
Sirens.
Wet.
It is. Some good times.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Swings
back
for the
when
fences.
Australia made good films.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, bring it back.
We're going to get a clacker bush or whatever that gross blue thing is called.
Muncher,
yeah.
I think that's a swing
for
the fence.
Yeah.
So Sigourney Weaver isn't in the cast. I reckon she'll
back.
Pop up.
Yeah. Full bush of Muncher.
Yes.
I want to see. What's that? I want Rick Moranis. What does
he look like?
I want Rick Moranis
no,
back,
you
but
don't.
I think he's
no, you
gone.
Don't.
Yeah. Good. For him, good.
I think that there is a chance that a portal opens and Kevin from the 2016 movie comes out.
Oh, okay.
He's a fella and it's safe to double your toes with that.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is going to end.
You can't do, if you're teasing, because you wouldn't tease the entire cast. Mm. You tease our character from the 2016 movies. You're not picking Melissa McCarthy.
No.
You're not picking Leslie Jones.
You could pick Kristen Wiig.
I
think Kristen, you can get away with that. I think that.
I think she's the only one, actually.
Yes,
because,
I think so too.
Fuck, what's the other character, the other actress's name? No, not Leslie Jones. Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon, yeah.
But she was in Barbie.
That's true.
Kate McKinnon was in Barbie.
And that is both woke and not woke.
That's true. That's like Mario.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon could be okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Kate McKinnon then, maybe. And I think it'll end with a tease of the Vigo painting. I think absolutely that's where they're going.
Back.
Like someone's painting a thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's that? Just a handsome guy, I think.
What about this?
Or are they building towards like a fucking Secret Wars but Ghostbusters where they fucking are like, oh, there's a ghost that's pulling dimensions together. And it's not Vigo,
I don't even think they'll make it another dimension. I think this is how it'll end. I think it'll be...
You think they're just going to pretend that 2016 Ghostbusters happened in the same universe, even though Bill Murray dies in that movie?
Absolutely. Yes. I think they're going
He gets spooked out a window.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Which
I
is pretty disrespectful. Actually, I've come around. I get it now. I get the fan outrage. No, it's funny. It's just funny that he clearly...
Didn't want to be in the movie and then they pushed him out the movie.
He didn't want to be in the movie, so he was like, give me a really stupid death scene. Because... He dies, he's a cunt for 3 minutes, dies suddenly, and no one gives a shit.
Does he die? Do they have a funeral? Is there a body?
No. Okay. There's a body. He dies.
Yeah.
So basically, this is what happens.
It was a ghost. It was a doppelganger ghost.
No, what happens?
Well, yeah, because it happened.
Let me tell you, I'll explain the scene, and then you tell me what you think.
Okay.
So Bill Murray comes in, he's like, Ghostbusters, you guys are frauds.
Yeah,
such and such. I want to see a ghost.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, blah, 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 blah. So a similar character that's in the first Ghostbusters.
Dickless.
But then they just open a trap and a ghost comes out and he gets scared and falls out a window and just falls into an alley and dies.
Yeah. How do you know he died?
Because they... Maybe there is a body, actually. He's dead.
He doesn't sound dead enough.
Yeah.
I think that was actually
like Slimer playing a trick.
Yeah. Mm. Or Bill Murray can be like, I was investigating them if they want to justify it in any way. But I think it'll end with...
They also fight Zool. No, they don't. They fight... I can't remember. They fight someone else.
I think it'll end with one of the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Looking, he'll be like, I'm investigating a mysterious fucking signal from this fucking gallery. He's the one that cusses. And anyway,
podcast has been
been superseded by fucking. And then fucking will go into the gallery and he'll be like, what the hell is this? And there'll be like the painting, like it'll be like, we're unveiling the painting thought to be lost, and but now it's back. And they'll put and it'll be Zool and he'll be like, what the hell? And then he'll bump into one of the previous Ghostbusters, and they'll be investigating it too. Mm-hmm. And then they'll
seeing this shit.
They'll both look at each other. Well, he'll be like, "What the fuck?" Credits. But I think that's how it's gonna end.
Oh yeah, I think it'll look like that painting because I don't think that they can't use the same one because I think the actor's a big piece of shit.
Oh, that's true. He is
the Vigo guy.
Yeah. I think you're right. He is, but it'll be similar, or it'll be like really burned so that because I don't remember what happened to it in Ghostbusters 2. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it'll be
in a similar vein,
sort of destroyed. So you can't really see who it is anymore, and then it's like,
I reckon the Lady Ghostbusters are coming out of coming out of a painting.
Oh, okay, trapped in a painting.
Yeah,
is it the paint? Why
a different dimension?
Okay, you think they're gonna go full portals?
Yeah, they're gonna go full portals.
Okay, what movie isn't? So fair enough.
Yeah, and also Ghostbusters is a Sony movie.
Yeah, that's true. Morbius cameo?
Like, Ghostbusters by Sony. Okay, who are the villains that they want to get together to fight? Who's the anti-Ghostbusters?
The ghost, the people making...
Well, I think that's the thing. The anti-Ghostbusters is 2016 Ghostbusters, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Who is the fucking guy?
What guy?
The guy. The one whom sucks.
No, the guy who played Vigo.
Yeah.
Is it Vigo? Is that his name?
I don't know.
The guy in the painting is Vigo.
The painting, yeah.
Vigo, some shit.
Oh, yeah, Vigo, the Carpathian.
Yes.
Because they can't just have something new. They can't have something spooky. They can't be like, oh, this weird thing about, like, this kind of, you know, paranormal activity. Mm. No, we got to go back to make sure we reference something that happened before.
Because the funny thing about the Ghostbusters movies is there's only two. So there's actually, unless you include 2016. But
Which they don't.
So that means they actually have a really shallow pool to draw from.
I was
going to
say they got the marshmallow guy, but I think he was back in an afterlife.
He was.
Yeah? A packet of them were back.
There you go. That's enough. Yeah. So you need something. There's no way they can end this movie without referencing a Ghostbusters thing.
They even had their own Slimer.
Yeah, they got Munch.
Yeah, Munch Boy.
Mungus?
Yeah, Mungus.
Among Us? But yeah, so they've got to have something at the end. So I think it's going to be the Carpathian, and it's going to be one of the female Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I reckon that's how it's going to end. And then I don't think there'll be a third one.
That's funny.
Yeah, what if see a reveal? He's like, fucking is there. He's he's there being like, at a museum looking at art.
Yeah.
And then, it's like a painting in the style of of Vigo. But yeah, it's one of the lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, I see.
Like, what does that mean? Absolutely fucking nothing.
What the hell happened?
Fucking Bill Murray will die.
Yeah.
They can't kill him twice in the same franchise.
Oh, they can and they will.
Yeah.
He's barely in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to do it. So he's just constantly going out. Like, they're fighting crime in the second one. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Peter? Yeah, Peter. Mm-hmm. He's like, at points, he's just like out for dinner. So he's just not in the scenes.
Maybe he'll be out for dinner in this one.
Yeah. No,
maybe
I think
he'll be able to do a scene where he's just talking the podcast on his podcast.
I think that probably all the old Ghostbusters, maybe bar one, will die.
Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd like doing it. Okay. So.
Well, they'll stick around.
I think they'll kill him off. I reckon they'll just be like, oh, he's out at dinner.
Yeah. He's not here. He's busy.
Well, then that's a reference to Ghostbusters 2, where he just keeps going to dinner.
He's hungry.
They call him at the restaurant at one point, so that's one scene, but he's sitting down at a restaurant on the phone.
Or he's like,
and
they're
like, New York's fucked! he's like, I don't care. I'm having a lovely dinner.
Be like, hey, can we get Peter? And they'll give he answers his mobile, and he'll be at an airport, and he'll be like, yeah, I'll be right there as he show his ticket, and it's like, going to Japan.
Yeah, they'll call him, and he will be like in the middle of something, like he's having a bath, whatever, and the ringtone will be the original Ghostbusters theme.
Mm.
And that'll be like a joke, or... Like, who knows what? Are you meant to clap? I don't know, dude.
You will, yeah.
I will, yeah. They gotta stop making these movies. Pack it in, okay? Yeah. You can make a good movie. People do it all the time. You don't have to make a movie like this.
Yeah.
How much did Ghostbusters Afterlife make at the box office? Let's find out, dude.
There's no need.
What are you talking about? People want to wait. These films.
What are you getting out of this movie?
I watched Ghostbusters when I was but a wee boy and loved it. That's why I need them again.
We need another World War. To capture my youth. So people can fight in trenches. You know? We need another world war or to fix the housing crisis so people can worry about their fucking water bill. And stop wanting more Ghostbusters movies.
Jackson's team, Great Depression 2.
Yeah. And it sort us out.
Yeah, look, Ghostbusters Afterlife only made $200 million. So, look, will this... I think it got a sequel because they were like, well, pandemic, it actually did pretty well. But
No.
I think they fucked it. Mm-hmm. And Great Depression 2. Why not?
Yeah. I think, look, you ride the rails a little bit.
Mm.
Uh-huh. You no longer care about Ghostbusters.
Yeah, once you're eating beans from a can for the upteenth time, you're like, Ghost who?
If a bunch of fucking railway bulls are beating the shit out of you with a truncheon, you're trying to get to fucking... where the fuck were they making cars?
Dude, I don't know.
Detroit?
Yeah, okay. Because
that's where you hear there's work. You're not caring about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
They tell you, hey, they made a Ghostbusters movie where they're all ladies. And you're like, I haven't eaten in days. I'm riding the rails. Fuck.
Yeah, I guess that would sort of sound.
Yeah,
that'd,
I think that's that'd what
fix
need.
Us all, dude.
Yeah. Oh, and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Who'd have thought when we first started talking about the Snyder Cut that it would end with me calling for a Great Depression? Not me.
Not I.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.